I want to talk for a minute about a phenomenon that I've noticed that we need to be aware of. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in Ephesians 6:10, and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For, or because, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The star chart represents the spiritual wickedness in the high places, but it also represents his constant victory over that in every constellation. In every constellation in the stars, there's the serpent is represented. And that serpent was defeated at the cross. His head was bruised in terms of the promise of Genesis. His head was overcome. But in every constellation, he constantly tries to resurrect himself. And there are symbols, and there are symptoms in each one of you that he is resurrecting himself. And the moment he gets fearful, you can't speak to the fear. You must speak to the high place identity. The moment that tries to ingratiate herself, you must speak not to that act, but to that identity, the false identity. The moment that tries to take control of conversation subconsciously by adding words before they're said, you must speak to that high place identity. The moment that you detect that in he is being silent and inward and in himself and simply an observer, not a participant, you must speak to that identity. The moment Harry starts getting weird and nervous and thinks that he has all kinds of things and little thingies to do and to accomplish, you must speak to that identity. If you speak to the act, the only thing you'll produce is justification. If you speak to the identity, you're speaking to the cross and you're standing. That's what it says. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high place. The moment he tries to take control, you must speak to it. The moment that he begins to feel responsible, you must speak to it. The moment that got so many symptoms, it's hard not to speak to him. But the moment any other position than joy and freedom, you speak to it.
I'll speak to it right now.
Why are you wilting?
It's good to hear.
Yes. You spoke to it earlier.
The moment he wears a Hawaiian shirt.
No. I'm going to start taking this so seriously.
The moment you see sucking up to try to move in, sometimes it reminds me of a snake. He's trying to move in and get involved. If you want, you speak to it. Now, part of discernment, which is above all what you must pray for, is timing. I came within, if it would have been me, I would have destroyed the restaurant today. Because you were totally in your high place. But I was checked by God because it would probably create a scene. But I want you to understand, that's why this battle is going. We battle not against flesh and blood. And that snake's function is to constantly try to resurrect himself. And he does it in sneaky ways. He does it at the point of your spiritual weakness. Not weakness in terms of purposed weakness after the flesh, but he does it at the point of your spiritual weakness. And that's why we went and, you know, we're so complete in the high place identity, so that you would know the spiritual weakness. And so that the body could help and be and exhort one another daily while it is still called today. That thing has been destroyed since 2,000 years ago. The battle is against the illusion. Does everybody understand clearly?
What do you mean by spiritual weakness?
The point in which you are not strong in the Lord.
Not a point in time, but a place.
Right.
So like in my case, trying to be strong in me.
Right. The point in which you are not, that's why it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Your heritage, your right, is joy. You understand?
It's a good heritage.
It's a good heritage. It's a good heritage.
It's good to be the Lord's.
Good to belong to you. Good to be a joint heir with Christ. Now let me go again. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, i.e. after the senses. That's why discernment is so vital. They're not carnal. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Again, let me give you an example of what that means. Carnality dictates that if I see you being weird, that I speak to the weirdness. That's the definition of carnality.
Yeah.
Because you're judging and making decisions, it's the senses that are stimulating. You understand? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I mean, I have a teeny weeny, teeny tiny little weeny bit of spiritual authority, but you all recognize it. I mean, you're kind of afraid of it, but it's just a little teeny weeny bit. Your heritage is to have all spiritual authority. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Him. In Him, you have all the authority. As He is in this world, so are we. But not when you judge after the senses. If you have all authority in heaven and earth, and in that authority, empty yourself. That's what it means to be poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You've emptied it. Everybody understand? A little bit? It's not a great deal you can be worried about, is it?
I know what you're saying is true. The subtlety of the deception that comes on me, and I'm sitting here, I can hear my brain screaming. I mean, what goes on with me is I start getting weird when I start feeling like there's too many demands. There's too many things to do and not enough time to do it.
Well, that's a good fear.
Well, yeah, but see, that's part of it. I mean, I'm put it on you. It's fucking up. But I start feeling like, oh shit, I've got all these things to do and more requests for things to do and I can't get it done. It's like I feel really stupid about not doing what you asked me to do today. I forgot it.
I can tell.
But I was doing other, I mean.
Well, again.
You know, I get up early in the morning and I go nonstop all day long. And then I go to bed and I get up early the next morning and go nonstop all day long and I can't get all the things done. And this has gone on for over a year now.
Okay, let me tell you.
Sometimes I'm peaceful in that.
Let me tell you a secret.
And other times I'm crazy.
Let me tell you a secret. If I asked you to do something, you have every right, every authority to ask someone else to do it. Do you understand that?
He does now.
But you worry a lot about whether or not he'd get that right.
No, it's not, yeah, that's only the surface. The truth is that craziness likes feeling so important that it has to do all these things and it can't let these important things be done by someone. I mean, it's just bullshit.
I know.
Just bullshit.
Do you understand? You don't have to be afraid. It's the victory. It's complete. Let me read this. We wrestle... Oh, excuse me. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations in every high place that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on the things after the outward appearance? You understand? Read, do a search in your Bible in high places. And see that your heritage is to walk on them, to tread on them, to sit down in them if you want to fly over them. You really understand that?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm scared to death. Remember that conversation about the radio session about wearing black? And you said, you know, there's something fear, you know, you'll be able to walk on it. You're right. Here I am, wearing black.
Let me show you something.
You know, like, I'm surprised you don't glow or something. He doesn't.
What does that mean?
Well, just... When
the veil is ripped and I really hear what you're saying, or I sense that the size of it, shall we say, I always think, wow, man, something, I mean, the room should be shining with visible light, you know, in this room.
That's the less it grows, remember?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
Good point.
Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon the high places.
Where is that?
Deuteronomy 33. This is 32. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste of howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead. There was no strange God within him. He made him ride on the high places.
Well,
can I see another one? Let's go to another one.
Yeah, you talked about what the apple in the eye means. This means
pupil.
Yes.
He's so close that he's as the pupil of your eye.
Or we are.
Or we are the pupil of his eye. Okay. That's cool. Okay, let me say another one. Isaiah 58. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure in my holy day, you're not doing your pleasure anymore. How do you know that? Because you're not you anymore. You're he. It's as simple as that. and shall call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own way. You're not doing your own way, whatever you do. Why? Because he's in you. You're living by faith. Doesn't matter what it looks like. And shall honor him, not doing thine own way, nor finding thine own pleasure. You're not finding your own pleasure, it's him in you that's willing and working. Nor speaking thine own words. It's not your words, it's his words. Doesn't matter what they sound like. It's not your business. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Another one?
Yeah. I'll have another one. Waiter.
Bunch of revelation whores here.
That's right.
It's better to be a revelation whore than that.
That's Dr. Revelation whore.
Party. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. Okay?
Yeah.
Just speak, and as soon as you, if you recognize in yourself, just get out of here. If you see it in your brethren, get out of here. You're without authority. You have no right. Harriet, what was your high place identity?
60.
What does that mean, three words or less?
In three words or less.
You dig graves and hang around the church.
Oh, ring the bell, dig graves, and
hang around.
What was the purpose in reminding us all?
Wait, what is to do this? Wait, just for the sake of the...
Oh, wait, what's your high place?
You remember?
I'm the whoremonger.
What is your function?
Concierge.
My function, the concierge, the whoremonger, my function is ultimate control of the whores.
To attract and control.
control last game.
But we're not that again.
That's why it's so important that if I tell you what to do,
you don't do it.
You don't do it, or you come back at me and say you have no right to say that.
You know, I know when you're under.
Except for him.
See? There you go. He's the only one that sees it.
I don't know how all his identity is coming up. The only thing he's going to run for president. And that's what I feel.
Oh, well, I must tell you, it was a little bit
tense. Oh, I'm sure. I know. Tell.
I can see you
going, boy, it's a dumb idea. Listen to this dumb idea.
Yeah.
What do you think of the dumb idea?
Yeah. Right.
Everybody's going, yeah. It's a dumb idea. Dum 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 dum.
I gotta tell you, the 10th richest man in the world comes to you and tells you to run for president.
You know what that crazy Jeff suggested?
I know.
You run for president. Exactly. Can you believe that?
Same guy.
I love that guy.
Can
I
believe that? I'm sitting there quietly at the table, seeing through that, and I'm going, damn, you know, God really gives Ollie some great tests. I'm going to run for president.
Then he tried it again today, right? He goes, oh, yeah, he's talked to all his crazy friends. Yeah. They want me to declare. He called me from Mexico.
What do you think? I thought you'd be on a dessert, Ollie.
We did this for two reasons. One is because I have been seeing the resurrection of the high place, but more importantly, well, that'll always happen. What I haven't been seeing is the exhorting of the brethren.
Amen.
It's the idea that you can tread, walk, sit, fly over, hang around, kid about, manipulate, all the things that you can do with your high place identity is a part of the process. That's the end result. Namely, that to the pure in heart, all things are pure. That God is all and in all. That he's always been there. And those things were just there because that's the false or the counterfeit of your true office in the body. Now, the idea, a great example of it is cards, a deck of cards. Most religious people, they condemn cards. You can't play with them. They're, it's evil. It's Satan. But have you ever wondered why in every card game, ancient card game, or most of them, the number one, the spades are the highest in value, and the ace of spades is the highest card. If you looked at it, in all decks of cards, the ace of spades is the only one that has things in it. It's inside the ace, and all other aces, it's just a plain ace with a heart, you know, or a diamond, or the club in the middle. But in the ace of spades, the ace is got a picture in it. It's got a mystery. And all cards, all over the world, this is true. Inside the ace of spades is the figure of Virgo. And she's got the seed in one hand and the branch in the other.
Really?
And it's on the background of stars.
Wow. Is that a special deck?
No, every deck.
And why is it chilly except there's a death card?
It's because it's the cross.
You ask. Yeah.
Is it really on there?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
And it also, the ace is the highest above all kings. But it also is the lowest. In other words, it's below the two.
Yeah, that's neat.
Wow. I mean, that's just a small example of how you can no longer judge for yourself good and evil. That you can tread on all high places.
That's weird.
But it's just, that's why it exists. All things exist to show the revelation of Christ.
What about tarot cards?
Well,
like the meanings of things.
Well, the idea, I don't want to go into that tonight. We'll go into that later.
Is it okay for me to still read?
If you want to die, it's okay.
If you want to
do anything to find out what tomorrow is, then you will
don't
die.
Don't we get to see it?
Oh, I thought you did.
Really?
What are we, chop liver?
Yes. Exactly.
Rotwurst.
Rotwurst.
That's the virgin bringing forth the bride, bringing forth the seed, for the branch and the seed. But it represents, it's like in a spiritual standpoint, it represents you. You're the virgin that's bringing forth the seed, whether or not you think of yourself. I mean, virgin, we've talked about virginity, doesn't mean what the world thinks it is. But the idea that is on that which Babylon thinks is evil is fascinating. Again, our heritage is to the pure in heart, all things are pure. You understand that? Okay, that's enough. Let's take it, big guy.